Thursday the 29th of May, Lama Tesla Omer, Rebbe Yomim Hill, Kol Yisrael Aradim Zet Bozer.
Thank you. Okay, I haven't got anything to give out. The subject doesn't really lend itself to song sheets. At this time of the year, one of the most frequent questions which is asked and debated is what happens if you forget to count Sefirot HaOmer? Let's double or quadruple the problem. What happens if the Rav forgets to count Sefirot HaOmer? As you know, the minhag very often is, wasn't originally the minhag, the minhag very often is that the Rav counts in public, says the bracha and counts, and then apart from anything else we all know what day it is and we count afterwards. But what happens if the Rav forgot? He'll be in big trouble. Definition of an embarrassing situation. Now according to the Tzvi Pesach, this is exactly what happened to the Beit HaLevi. The famous Beit HaLevi on one occasion missed out on Sefirot HaOmer, and he was not able to count the following day or the following days. I'll tell you at the end at 5 to 9, I'll tell you what he did and why he did it, and what the debate which ensued afterwards, I suppose when the matter became public, it probably wasn't public immediately. But I'll explain the background first, and then we'll come to the actual psak later on. There's an operative rule here. Kol Yisrael Aredim Zer Bozer. A pasuk in last week's parasha, V'koshlu Ish Be'ochiv, which is interpreted as meaning that we're all meant to look after other people's situations. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Mikan Shekol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bozeh. Rashi, we are Arevim, we are responsible, Zeh Bozeh, for the mitzvahs of others. A can't do a mitzvah, help him out. Otherwise, V'koshel Ish Be'achiv. Ritva goes further. Ritva says, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bozeh, we are all part of one another. We are all part of one unity, one body, one entity, namely Klal Yisrael. Just as the right hand wouldn't be offended if the left hand was weak and the right hand had to help him out, so you have to help out somebody who is your chava, because v'koshlu ish be'achiv, otherwise you'll be in trouble. The right hand must help the left hand. The Ritva says, just like you would pay the debt of somebody else, and you wouldn't charge him interest, and you regard it almost as your debt, thus Kol Yisrael Aredim Zeh Bozeh. We're responsible for others' mitzvahs. Now the radical nature of this concept, tremendously radical concept, you can't imagine a person in France being in trouble and 60 million Frenchmen come to his aid. Shetzachnis doesn't happen like that. But if a Yid is in trouble, every other Yid in the world would come to his help. You all know yourselves, we've all been in the same situation. Somebody knocks on the door, help somebody out. A Yid somewhere is in trouble, in Mexico, in New Zealand, in Eretz Israel. You'll help him out. You don't know his name, you've never seen him, you never will see him, but Kol Yisrael Aredim Zeh Bozeh. We help each other. Now this is a very radical idea, because we're part of one entity, we're part of one body. If a person hasn't done a mitzvah properly, I can help him out. Hence, Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that somebody who has been yotze a mitzvah and has the opportunity to do it again, to be mitzi somebody else in the mitzvah, he can do the mitzvah a second time, a third time, a 33rd time, and if a bracha is involved, it's not a bracha levatola. How can it not be a bracha levatola? I made kiddush. And somebody knocks on the door and he hasn't heard Kiddush, I can make Kiddush again. How can I make Kiddush again? I've already been Yotze Kiddush. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, how is that possible? It's a Brachah LeVatola, only not. Because Kol Yisrael Aravim Zeh Bozeh, we are responsible for the mitzvahs of others, and this is the radical nature of the concept, because he has not yet been Yotze the mitzvah, because he has not yet properly fulfilled his mitzvah, neither have I. I'm a Bar Chiyuva. I'm a Bar Chiyuva, I did it 5 minutes ago. No, you didn't do it properly, because there's somebody out there who didn't do it yet. Somebody out there who didn't do it yet. I'm a Bar Chiyuva, hence, the one who has been Yotze already can be Yotze somebody else. This is well known. Now, the concept of Kol Yisrael Aredim Zeh Bozeh is actually tied up with two or three other mitzvahs and concepts, which I want to elaborate on and explain the background, because they're really very dramatic and explains very really, very in real terms, the difference between being a member of Kali Israel and being a member of any other people, the French, the Swedish, whatever. Most obviously, V'ahavta re'echa kamocha, self-explanatory. Hocheach tochiach isamisecha. You see somebody else doing something wrong, you must step in and say or do something to prevent the wrong being done, to correct him, if necessary physically. He's about to eat something, you yank it out of his mouth, you yank it out of his hand. Hocheach tochiach isamisecha, the double expression, hocheach tochiach, more than once. Hocheach tochiach, a double expression, not only from senior to junior, but from junior to senior. You see the dayan, you see the Rosh Hashiva about to commit an avera chas v'shalom, intervene. Jump in, stop him doing it. There's no kavod abrius over here. There's no kavod arav. We have to step in, even from junior to senior. Lifnei iver lo titein michshol. The third concept, which is tied up here. If you are responsible for somebody else's avera, you help somebody to do an avera, you're over on lifnei iver, and it is ke'ilu you did this avera. Now think about this, Rabbeinu. This shows that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh, both in a positive and a negative sense. You have an opportunity to help somebody do a mitzvah, you do it, because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh. Your mitzvah performance was deficient until the point at which you helped somebody else to do it. It works exactly the same in the opposite way. If you are aware of somebody doing an avera, and you fail to be mochiach, you fail to intervene, ocheach tochiach isamisecha, is ke'ilu you did the avera. In 120 years' time, you'll also be charged with that self-same avera. Why? Because you're responsible for it. Lifnei iver lo titein michshol. What did you do about it? You actually helped him to do it by not being mochiach. So these three concepts, v'ahavta, ocheach tochiach, lifnei iver, they tie in a very, very strong way, and some say that the geder of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh is a tanai in mitzvahs. It's a tanai in these, certainly in these particular mitzvahs, because the concept, yes, is bound up with the idea of these three interrelated mitzvahs which show up the relationship between every member of society and the other. This is the exact corollary to Klal Yisrael, as we saw before. Because like the Ritva says, if somebody else has a debt, you should pay it. Similarly here, somebody else has a mitzvah to perform, you can help him perform it. It's like you've done it. Somebody else is doing an avera, you stop him doing it. You didn't stop him doing it. You're responsible for his performances. Lifnei iver lo titein michshol. You're in big trouble. Further. Supposing I misuse hocheach tochiach isamisecha. I come in with a big stick. I attack somebody verbally, aggressively, and say, stop doing that. Is v'koshlu ish v'achiv. I'll be responsible for the back end of the pasuk hocheach tochiach isamisecha v'lo sisa olav chet, because what will happen is he'll react defensively. Huh, who do you think you are? Telling me off. Mind your own business. Because you did it the wrong way. Because you weren't proficient, because you weren't competent in the mitzvah of hocheach tochiach, you misused it, it went very badly wrong, is v'lo sisa olav chet, because maybe he was a shogeg until now, and you came in and you made him aware of something he wasn't aware of, and you did it in a not nice, in an aggressive and an anti way, it wasn't helpful. 2 minutes later he's amazed, he carries on doing the self same avera. So your good intention, your well-intentioned hocheach tochiach has been completely perverted and is now being converted into an avera. Yes, the avera v'lo sisa olav chet. So this is a tremendously dangerous mitzvah. What I'm suggesting over here is that despite the wonderful nature, the radical idea, yes, of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh, misused, it's dynamite. Misused, it converts your potential friend, your chaver, converts him into an enemy. You make an enemy of him. Okay? He's not happy what you said, he's not happy what you did, he does the avera anyway, is no good. Because of this, already in the time of Chazal, there was tremendous reluctance to enforce the mitzvah of Hocheach Tochiach. Many, many positions in Chazal say, better keep quiet. Kashem Shemitzvah, just like it's a mitzvah to be Mochiach when it's appropriate, so it is a mitzvah, according to others, a chiyuv, not to be Mochiach when you see somebody do something and your tochacha will be ineffective. How to judge ineffective effective is a great art. It's a great art. Many don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. Better off many, many times, better off to be quiet. Yes, if your next door neighbor constantly washes his car on Shabbos morning and you go to shul, if you tell him in the wrong way, in the wrong style, maybe too frequently, you don't know how to do it, you'll convert him from a shogeg to a mezid. Your help has not been helpful. All you've done is velosisa olav chet. So bizman azeh, it's very difficult to see the hocheach tochiach is a mitzvah which is easily performed. Some say it's never performed. Chazon Ish was of the position, Chazon Ish was of the view, that everybody today who is performing Averas is deemed to be pre-tochacha. Now if you're pre-tochacha, you can't be amazed. You can only be amazed in halacha when you've had appropriate tochacha. What's appropriate tochacha? Most people don't know how to give appropriate tochacha. If you don't know how to give appropriate tochacha, then the tochacha you gave was ineffective. You've done damage. You ended up below Sisa Olav Chet. It doesn't help. Therefore, the Chazon Ish was of the view that nearly all people are pre-tochacha. Therefore, there's no such thing as a mezid bizman hazeh. Consider the consequences of what I've just said. The Gemara says that Mechal Shabbos Pefahesia, for example, but there are other examples. A Mechal Shabbos Pefahesia, a mezid, he's had tochacha. It was not enforced. He didn't back off. He continued to be an avarion. He's got a din of a rosha. He may have the din of a mumma. The distinction between a rosha and a mumma is not always clear. But the one thing is sure, a tzaddik he ain't. He's not a tzaddik. If he's a rosha stroke mumma, then his food is bishul akum. He touches wine, it becomes stam yayin. He performs a mitzvah, it ain't a mitzvah, he's no mini, doesn't make up a minion, he's not quarating a minion because he's got a din of a rosh, he's got a din of a mumma. It's a very, very strong halacha. The Chazon Ish's position means that there is no such thing today as a rosha. There's no such thing today as a mezid. There's no such thing today as a mumma because he didn't have appropriate tochacha. He didn't have appropriate tochacha. So the din of the Gemara, Paskin de Shulchan Aruch, brought down in Mishnah Berurah, that if you've got a Mechal Shabbos Pefah Hesia, yes, you don't answer Amen to his brachas, his Shechita is not Shechita, the wine he touches is Yayin Akum, is Yayin Stam Yayin, all these halachas go by the board, says the Chazon Ish, because he's deemed to be not a mezid, he's a shogeg. He may or may not be a Tinuk Shenishba, which is an even more inferior concept. In other words, he had no opportunity to learn mitzvahs. He may have had opportunity to learn mitzvahs, but he hasn't had appropriate tochacha. He's for sure not a mezid. He's for sure not a rasha. And therefore, all the halachas I just described of Mechal Shabbos B'Fahesia, and this is only an example, they will not be operative because he hasn't had appropriate tochacha. So here you see the enormously dramatic range of the concept I described for you earlier. Because Kol Yisrael Arabim Zebozeh, we have a tremendous responsibility. The Torah lays out that responsibility, Hocheach Tochiach. Only it's very difficult to perform. It's very difficult to perform. It's got very damaging consequences. Very often better to say nothing. If it's very often better to say nothing, maybe in most cases we don't have to say anything. In most cases we just keep quiet. If in most cases we don't keep quiet, then most people who are performing Averas, they are not deemed to have had Tochacha, because the Tochacha was either ineffective or it never took place. If it never took place, then they're not considered to be mazes, they're considered to be shogeg. It's a very, very important idea. In that case, you might have thought, the people who consistently perform Averas, certainly in the time of Chazal, they're no longer considered to be part of Klal Yisrael. After all, what did I just say? The Mechal Shabbos Pefah Hesia, the wine he touches is Stam Yain, it might even be Yain Nesa. He's not quarating the minion. The bracha he says you don't say Amen to. He's got the din of a mumma. These are very, very radical ideas. So maybe he's lost Kedushas Yisrael. Now this was really what was at stake in the position of Chazal, when Chazal says that you've got to ostracize, excommunicate, put into nidui people who are doing averas, they were really considering, flirting with the idea that somebody can lose Kedushas Yisrael. In a very important piece, the Beis Halevi, you may be aware of this position of the Beis Halevi, not connected with the Beis Halevi, I'm going to say over in a minute about Sfiras HaOmer, but connected in the theme sense of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh there. The Beis Halevi says there's a big difference between before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. Until the time of Matan Torah, being a Jew was an option. You're in, you're not in. Yaakov opted to be in. His brother Esav opted to be out. I'm not interested. Therefore, any Kedusha he had, Yaakov and Esav shared the same Kedusha. Yaakov and Esav share the same parents. Their natural Kedusha is built into their body, into their neshama. Only what? Yaakov chose not to operate the exit. Esav chose to operate the exit. Thus, the Beis Halevi, Yaakov and Esav are the critical role models to teach us that until Har Sinai, being Jewish is an option. After Har Sinai, we no longer have the option. Because of Har Sinai, we are bound by the covenant, we are bound by Naaseh V'Nishma, we are bound by the Luchos, we are bound by the Anochi Hashem, we are bound now by Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh, we are locked in. Kedushas Yisrael is something we are now locked into, we have no exit. Thus the Beis Halevi argues very, very strongly that Yisrael afal pi shechoto Yisrael hu means that whatever you lose in terms of Kedushas Yisrael because of your wickedness, because you were a Rasha, because you were a Mumma, because you were an Apikoros, because you called or kol avera shebetoira and more, you were the biggest wretch possible, Korach, he can't lose Kedushas Yisrael. His daughter is still Jewish. He did Shechita, it's not Shechita. He said a bracha, you don't say Amen. 9 people in the room and he walks in, you don't have a minion. Why? All takonas chazal. These are gezeiras of chazal to ostracize, to exclude, to remove, to make clear our hatred, to make clear our horror of somebody who does averas, who's an apikoros, who's a mumma. We can do all that, but Kedushas Yisrael, you can't take it away from him. He's locked in. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh, there is nothing that you can do, there is nothing that a person can do himself voluntary to leave the klal. He can't, he's locked in. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh. Thus you see, I hope, that this concept which I described for you a few minutes ago has the most far-reaching concept, has the most far-reaching consequence almost of anything I could have described for you. It shows you the unity and the power of Klal Yisrael in a positive and in a negative way. Let's come back to our mitzvah. Okay, let's come back to our subject. The Beis Halevi, let's say it was him, seems to have been, wasn't the first time the Shaila was raised, but it seems to have been the one that was publicized. The Beis Halevi forgot Sfiras HaOmer. Okay? Can you say a bracha for somebody else? Yes. It's quite clear. I said to you before, you can make Kiddush a second, a third, a fourth time. No problem. Why? Because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh. Allegedly, what happened was the Beis Halevi said to one of the Balabatim in the shul, tonight I'm going to count for you. You don't count, I'm going to count. So Mr. Balabos over there said, fine. So the Beis Halevi counted the Sfira as the Rav. To all intents and purposes, he hadn't forgotten. But the truth is, he had forgotten. He wasn't a Bar Chiyuva, he'd lost the consecutive count of Sfiras HaOmer, which we hold as a disqualification. You can no longer carry on with the bracha. Only what? It would have been a big bizoyan. Would have been a big chilul Hashem. Would have been lack of kvod harav. Yes? If the Rav himself is not able to count, and he has to ask somebody else to count, so what? He said to this other guy, I'm going to count, you answer Amen. It's ke'ilu, you've counted. Why? Because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh, which is the root of today's principle. Does it work? The Pri Chodosh already earlier debates the matter of whether somebody who is not a Bar Chiyuva in Sfiras HaOmer can count for somebody who is. Okay? And records a Machlokas, some hundreds of years earlier, between the Rabbonim of Salonika, yes, and the Knesset Hagadola, who was a contemporary posek. One side says it works, and the other side says it doesn't work. What's the debate? Can you lose your status as a Bar Chiyuva in a particular mitzvah? Not normally. We've seen already you can make Kiddush second or third or 33rd time, and this will apply to most mitzvahs. So shall we say that the person who has forgotten to count Sfiras HaOmer on night 1 or 2 is subsequently disqualified on nights 3 and 4 and he's not a Bar Chiyuva? Or is he something else which prevents him from doing the mitzvah, but a Bar Chiyuva he is? The Tzushtel is a well-known one. It's brought in a Tosefta, it's a Yerushalmi, about the two brothers, or two neighbors, or two friends, with regard to Kriyas Megillah. As you know, Kriyas Megillah is a variable mitzvah. It's almost unique in being a variable mitzvah, that the chiyuv of the Ben Ir is not the same as the chiyuv of the Ben Krach. Somebody who lives in Yerushalayim reads Megillah on the 15th. Somebody who lives in Tel Aviv and everywhere else reads Megillah on the 14th. Can somebody from Tel Aviv read in Yerushalayim and be Motzi the Tzibur on the 15th? Is he a Bar Chiyuva? In Megillah he's a Bar Chiyuva. But is he a Bar Chiyuva in Megillah today? Is he called a Bar Chiyuva? After all, he's a Ben Ir, he's not a Ben Krach. How does that work? So one side in the Tosefta says Ben Ir can be Motzi a Ben Krach, and the other position in the Yerushalmi is a Ben Krach, Ben Ir cannot be Motzi a Ben Krach. It depends how you define what it means to be a Bar Chiyuva. Am I currently a Bar Chiyuva? Or no, I never had a Chiyuv. I never had a Chiyuv to read the Megillah on the 14th. So Klape, the guy from Tel Aviv, I'm not a Bar Chiyuv at all. If I'm not a Bar Chiyuv, I can't be Motzi him. You can only be Motzi somebody in a mitzvah if you have at least a theoretical possibility to be of the same level of Chiyuv. That is the operative principle over here. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevazeh. It only works if we share the Chiyuv. The Pri Chodosh brings down this debate and says it would apply equally in the case of Sfiras HaOmer. The Beis HaLevi clearly paskins that a Ben Ir can be Motzi a Ben Krach. If a Ben Ir can be Motzi a Ben Krach, then somebody who hasn't counted Sfiras HaOmer can count for somebody, for somebody who needs to count, and thus he will spare himself, in this case, the embarrassment. Now, Moshe Sternbuch, who has a similar shaila in Tshuvas HaHagot, I think it's in the fourth chalik, yes, he actually uses the term Kavod Abrios. He actually uses the term. He says, if the Rav or the Chazan needs to say Sfiras HaOmer and he's unable to, he can come to an arrangement with one of the Nisbalalim, that he'll be Motzi him in the Chiyuv, and he'll spare himself an embarrassment. And one of the reasons he permits as a sniff is Kavod Abrios, because of the potential embarrassment in not being able publicly to say the bracha, and it would cause a bit of a bizoyan. People would be humming and hawing that this kind of thing shouldn't happen. So it seems to be the tendency in Pesach is like this. Just in a couple of minutes before we finish, let me give you some parallels. Okay? Nothing to do with Sfiras HaOmer. An Israeli chazan comes to Chutz La'aretz and is hired to daven for Yom Tov. Can he daven for Yom Tov? Of course he can daven for Yom Tov. He can daven on the first day. What about the second day? Is he a Bar Chiyuva on the second day? It's like the Ben Ir and the Ben Krach. If he's not a Bar Chiyuva on the second day, how can he daven for the Omer? How can he be Motzi people? Yes? Will it be only in areas where they share a Chiyuv? For example, second day Yom Tov is still Yom Tov by him. The Nusach is slightly different. Maybe the Hallel is the same, second day Sukkot. Yes? But what do you say on Simchas Torah? On Simchas Torah, it's Chol by him. It's a weekday. So this would only work, the Israeli Chazan coming to be Motzi the Tzibur on the last day on Tov, it would only work if we pass in like the Beis HaLevi. But there's no Kavod Abrios involved. There's no Kavod Arav involved. There's no Bizyonis involved. Hire somebody else. Don't take a Chazan from Eretz Yisrael. Oh, you may have a wonderful Shtimmer. It's true. But you have to set that against the other side. It's not a poshut thing whether the Tzibur would be able to hire somebody from Eretz Israel and come over. It's frequently done. Yes? Perhaps it used to be slightly more frequently done. It's certainly frequently done in the days when Chazanus meant something. People would hire and pay a lot of money pay a lot of money for the world famous chazan to come over, yes, and daven especially on to time. But it made a big difference to the Kehila and was very often financially very rewarding thing to do. By paskening, if we were to say, no psak over here this morning, gentlemen, if we were to pasken that he's not able to do such a thing, yes, we'd be removing from him a valuable source of paranoia. He's not able to come and do it, and yet it was, maybe certainly to a certain extent, still is, a very popular thing to do. Exactly the same as we said with Sfira Sa'oma, exactly the same as we'd say with Megillah. The Baal Chiyuva is only a Baal Chiyuva if he actually shares the Chiyuv. If you take the view that the Ben Ir and the Ben Krach are actually equal, they share a Chiyuv. Only what? It's a variable Chiyuv. For me it's day one, for you it's day two. But the Chiyuv is the same. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh. If you take that view, then for sure the Ben Ir will be able to lay in for the Ben Krach, and Ben Krach will be able to lay in for the Ben Ir. It will certainly be down the line. The three questions I've offered you would all go in the same direction. Okay, to summarize before we finish. What did we see at the beginning? We saw at the beginning that this concept, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh, has very, very strong and important ramifications, bein the negative, bein the positive. Okay, if we really are members of the same Kehillah, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh, the right hand and the left hand paying each other's debts, we have a massive responsibility towards each other, not only answering the knock on the door and giving tzedakah or offering chesed or offering divrei chizuk, not only that, but we have a responsibility to other people's averus. Some of the Mefarshim bring down that the greatest mitzvah of all in Talmud Torah is to learn with somebody less able than you. So if you learn with somebody who's the same level as you, it's mele. You've got a mitzvah Talmud Torah, you've got a mitzvah Chavrusa. That's fine, we all do that. But learning with somebody less able, you're helping him up. You're moving him up in the mitzvah stakes. What's that? That's Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh. You're helping him to perform the mitzvah which he otherwise can't do. See, it's for sure he wants to learn. Only what? He hasn't got competence yet. He hasn't got the skills. He's not Jewishly literate as you are. So you have a gavaltig mitzvah over here to help him. This is the chiyuv of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh. This is the qualitatively almost the best way you can fulfill your chiyuv in Talmud Torah. Some of the poskim go so far as to say, better to learn with somebody less able than you than to learn with somebody the same level as you, even though you'd learn better. Your Talmud Torah would be better, would be more gishmak, would be better fulfilled if you're learning with somebody at the same level. Only what? You're missing out on the chiyuv of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh, at least relatively speaking, because here you have an opportunity to lift somebody up to his next level, to move him on to Gemara or whatever it is he lacks. So Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh is a very important concept. It influences, affects everything we do in our interaction with people who we know and people who we don't do. If we do it wrongly, we mess up. We stand to lose an important mitzvah. The Chazanish took the view that the mitzvah is almost inoperative today. Since it's inoperative, we no longer have a concept of mezid. If we no longer have a concept of mezid, everybody's considered to be pre-tochacha. Everybody's averus, chas v'shalom, are not regarded in the normal way as properly having been done b'mezid, with all the consequential follow-ons from that he's not an apikoris, he's not a mumma, he's not a rasha, he's a shomer shabbos, who's gone wrong? He's a mechal shabbos, unfortunately, but he's not a mechal shabbos with the dramatic consequences that would really affect what was at the time of Chazal, and mechal shabbos was really pushed out from the community. Have a good day.